Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, it's a big day.
You know the day destroys the night.
The big night.
Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. We're going to the other.
What's up, the Eagles do? I mean, last year they were great until they weren't. Although I will say, I read an article on ESPN this week that said even when the Eagles were great, they really weren't great.
Oh, the season opening win at the Patriots was one of the more painful games to watch.
It was strange. It was really a strange. I mean, they were winning in, you know, somewhat lucky fashion, very close fashion, and games where they were being out yardage considerably. There was one stretch, I think it was, they had won 5 or 6 straight, whatever it was, and had been outgained by the opposing team by 95 yards per game.
And trailing at halftime a bunch of those games, too.
Yeah. So, you know, let's talk about Howie for a second. You know, because he has now fielded a team. It's now Sirianni's job with Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio to direct this team, if you will. John, Howie Roseman this offseason, do you feel good about what he put together? He had to rebuild a defense.
I sure do.
Yeah. I think he did a pretty damn good job. Especially if you give him credit for the coordinators, which it's hard to know. Does that come from Howie or Nick? But I feel like you got two adults in coordinators, even though one's a young adult. You got two NFL adults as coordinators. You got a lot of rebuilt defense. It looks like a good first-round draft pick.
Well, it feels like the defense was leaned into. It feels like he leaned heavily into Vic Fangio for the guidance on the rebuild of the defense. You know, it does feel like Vic Fangio, you know, he liked the traits of this guy here and this guy here. This guy will work for my plans when we decide to run blitz. You know, let's use him like this. It really does feel collaborative.
Except for Devin White, who's not a starter.
Yeah,
I mean, whoever chose him like might have whiffed there, you know, whether that's Vic or Howie. I mean, ultimately, it's Howie because he picks him. But look, I think Howie Roseman, as they get ready to go tonight, I think he did a nice job. Now, time will tell. Obviously, like is always the case, it's impossible to know completely in advance. But I think considering what the Eagles had walking off the field in Tampa, and that was about as low as you can feel, other than the lose a Super Bowl, bad feeling, which
they actually showed up in the Super Bowl.
Oh, totally.
That
was right. I mean, but that's a different type of sting in the postseason. But this was I mean this, guys. I really think at the end of the year, the Eagles were one of the five worst teams in football. I mean that. I know their record said 11-6, and then when you include the playoffs, 11-7. But, remember, the team at the end of the regular season lost in consecutive weeks to Arizona at home with nothing to play for Arizona, and the Giants, in which when the Eagles had their starters in there, and A.J. got hurt right away, but other than that, the starters played, and the Eagles were down 27-0. I mean, it was almost, and they couldn't pick up a blitz. It was almost impossible. So, an awful lot to bounce back from. I tend to think they had a very good offseason. We are going to be all eyes and all ears tonight to see what we got. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. What are you keying in on tonight? Who specifically and what about this team? Obviously, Hurts and Kellen Moore and the recreation of this offense and blitz pickups have got to be the main things.
Speaking of blitz pickup, have you considered how exciting it'll be to see Will Shipley get out and get some carries and some screens and some checkdowns and that sort of thing?
I had not.
It's not just Saquon.
Yep.
Saquon should have a lot of touches. And I do think if they try to zone it up and Jalen checks it down to Saquon, who knows how many times he can score in that capacity this season. You know, it's like a free, hey, go to open grass. Here, we'll just hand you the ball, essentially. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Watch us throw it real quick. Little dump off. Boom. Now you got open space. It is so easy.
Well, are we sure that Kenny Gainwell's not ahead?
We're not.
I would guess Gainwell will get more playing time than Shipley. He's ahead of him on the depth chart.
Here's what I'll say about Shipley as it relates to Gainwell. Two things. One, I think Gainwell will touch the ball more. Two, I really hope that the Eagles truly evaluate these guys as they go, including starting tonight, and play the better player. They chose Nakobe at linebacker over Devin White. I don't want this to be Kenny Gainwell just because this is year four for him. And, like, play the better player.
Right.
The Eagles made a dramatic mistake last year not removing Bradberry. A dramatic mistake not removing Bradberry.
That they are willing to do the thing that's not comfortable.
Yeah.
And in this case, I do think it means Will Shipley will get the carries that don't go to Saquon.
So I
now,
don't.
Maybe early in
the
season, Kenny Gainwell gets some. Will Shipley really was impressive in the preseason. I know that's against third stringers. If he shows the same degree of explosiveness,
he could
and
make them a better
know
team.
Know it.
Say it again, Ray.
I'm with John on this one. Not on Johnny Wilson, but. Yeah.
Oh, I think he's better.
I think Shipley could make them explosive.
I just don't think
he's going to play as much early.
I agree with both of you. I think Shipley is probably better. Yeah. And James, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think Gainwell, Shipley's better too. I'm with you.
But I will say this about Gainwell. I think he's more effective than most people think.
He lost some weight. He got a little quicker.
He looked quicker in the preseason, and the little bit he played.
And notice this with Gainwell, because to me, this has really stood out in his 3 years. More than any player I've ever seen, and I mean ever, on the Eagles, every run is the same. It's a little squirt up the middle to try to get 4 to 6 yards. Like, it is never outside. Ever.
And he has always played more than we think he's going to play.
That's always been
the case. And you see what Xavier Worthy did for the Chiefs last night. They are virtually the same size, he and Will Shipley. And I was going, oh, they could do that with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, look at Pacheco 2 years ago when they won the Super Bowl and would not have without him.
No, they would not.
And he was a seventh-round rookie.
Yep.
All right, let's go to Chris right now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
What's going on, Chris? Big day.
Chris?
Big day.
Big day. Driving in. I'm a native New Yorker, but a Bird fan my whole damn life. I'm happy to get through to you guys.
Good man.
I listen every morning. My question is, so as a New Yorker, I'm surrounded by a lot of Jet fans. I'm thrilled for this offense. When I see my first play action rollout that splits the field in half, I'll already know it's a better run offense than what we had last year, which was as vanilla as you get. It was shotgun, outside zone, inside zone. That's it. But I am nervous about Becton. Basically, you know, watching him being a New Yorker, it was pretty much a disaster for him in New York.
Total disaster.
And I know Stoutland is a magician. But I want to know where you guys think we're at in terms of that position on the line.
I'll make it real simple for you. I think he's probably the Eagles' worst starter on offense. And I think that it's very important that either he hang in there Or they consider, you know, plan C, which could be someone that's not currently part of the organization. Because they're already on plan B. Because plan A was Steen. It ain't him. Plan B is Becton. I'm worried about it, Chris.
I was shocked that they moved off of Tyler Steen seemingly as quickly as they did.
Yeah.
It was, wow, that was, I thought he had more potential. I thought he showed more promise than what it seemed they gave him, like leniency.
Unless he's just maybe not that good.
It's also possible that Mekhi Becton was more adept at playing guard than we thought also. It's also possible that Mekhi Becton is just so gigantic. It's hard to be bad at guard when you've got hands on both sides, assistants on both sides. It's possible they feel like early in the season they can give him the help he needs until he gets up to speed.
Let's also get to something. Appreciate the call, my man. Let's get to something Jaws said to us this week. So it was an interesting exchange earlier this week when Jaws was on. I'd asked him a question about Jalen Hurts and the offense. And while he answered it, he's like, yeah, but that's not the main thing for me. So naturally, I had a follow-up question. I thought this was an interesting thing from Jaws. Here's the exchange the other day. What issue is top of mind for you in any way, positive or negative, with this team?
I'm going to go with my basic fundamental belief in how you win football games. I don't care what area you're talking about. You have to have a physical element to your offense and your defense. You know, before I came on your show, you guys talked about the defensive side. And there's no doubt, if you can't stop the run, you're beating nobody. If you can't run the football, you're consistently, you're beating nobody. Yeah, you can be 9-8, you can be 10-7, but if you want to be a world championship team, you better be able to stop the run and have a physical element, a violent element to your game. And I want to find out if this team has that physical, violent element, particularly on the defensive side. You know, is Jordan Davis going to come through? Is Jalen Carter going to play up to their ability? You know, we're a little light in the seat when you start looking at linebackers and defensive ends and edge rushers, as they're now called. You know, if you can't play a physical game, and we're going to find out if this team can play physical, because Green Bay, to me, with Josh Jacobs, they're going to run the football. They're going to run the football. You can talk about Jordan Love all you want. They're going to want to run the football. So that if you don't have a physical element to your game, you're not going to be a championship football team.
You sound a bit concerned about that. Is that a fair way to put it?
Yes. Yeah. And I was concerned about last year. We spoke about last year on the show many times. Teams were pounding the football on us because we were light in the seat on the edges, and people took advantage of that. And our secondary didn't enter the box, which I, by the way, I'm a big Vic Fangio fan. I think Vic will solve some of the issues schematically on defense. He can't play, but Vic will not give up big plays, and he will give you that three-yard game, but he won't give you the big play. That's how Vic will operate. He'll scheme a lot of things very well. But at the end of the day, you've got to be physical.
All right, a lot there from Jaws, some positive, some negative. I'll say this about Jordan Davis. It is go time.
That's my guy. That's the guy I'm focusing on tonight, because Jalen Carter is going to see a lot of double teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm really bullish on him. Jordan Davis has to get home when Carter's getting double teams.
And he's got to play a lot. Yeah. You know, I don't want to hear about your 700 pounds and then you can't play enough.
We hear again that he's in better condition, but we heard that last year. It's got to stick this year.
Totally. I mean, and 700, I think everyone knows I'm exaggerating. But, like, Fletcher Cox is gone. That Tula Lopoto guy, whatever that guy's name is, they got rid of him. So,
no,
like, you know.
They got rid of him.
They got rid of him.
Yeah, they brought in a third-round pick from the Raiders last year.
Byron Young or something.
Yeah. So, and guys, here's the deal. We can talk about all the Byron Youngs and all the Milton Williams we want. Jordan Davis, first-round draft pick 2 years ago. Okay? It is time to play 48 snaps a game and be impactful for a bunch of them. That's his job.
If he is, it's a huge game changer.
And if he's not, it's a problem.
It is.
215-592-9494. Up ahead, something Conklin put together to get us ready for the start of the year. Elliot Short Parks from Brazil. We'll talk to Dick Vermeil. And, of course, Pete the Hammer on a big, busy day on a Football Friday. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, 94. It's crank it up time. It is the start of the Eagles season. My God. We waited and waited and waited, and now... Yes! Oh, yes! They're back! Deep down in Louisiana, close to New York. But the question is...
Oh, yeah.
There you go. The question is whether they're really back. You know, 2022, back. 2023, 10-1, back. Look, they don't have to be 10-1, obviously. But, you know, like, let's go here. I mean, this is a team, certainly with the talent on offense, okay? And enough reworking on defense... You know, it'll be a tremendous disappointment, if they're anything less than 10-7. Okay, tremendous, anything less than 10-7. And I think with the talent here, you know, you'd really hope for 11-6 or better. Now, I will tell you right now, let's go prediction time. Right now, everybody, on the record, my number, I was tempted to go to 12. I did not. I really was not that tempted to go to 10. My number is 11 wins for the Eagles this year. I've got the Birds at 11-6, winning the division. John Ritchie, where are you at with the Birds this season? How many wins in the regular season?
That's so brave of you, John.
Thank you.
I have 13.
That's the thing about chalk. Chalk works a lot.
13 wins, and yes, they'll win the division.
I knew John was going to go with 13. 13.
I was expecting 14, to be honest.
A little under, John.
John, I'm disappointed
you.
In
don't you. Believe in them as much.
You don't,
wow.
Hey.
What you talking about, Willis?
I mean, what's wrong with you, Richie?
It's a tough opponents here and there.
No, there are. There are. All right, Devin, what do you got? How many wins regular season for the Eagles?
I'm also at 11-6.
Okay, 11-6. Seltzer, what do you got?
I, too, was tempted to go to 12, so I did it. 12-5.
Oh, there you go. All right, James, give me the why. Why 12 instead of 11?
So I was actually at 11 heading into preseason when the schedule came out, looking at it, and as it kind of went along. But I saw everything I wanted to see from these guys coming in. I saw Jalen Hurts come in and embrace it, and I've seen he's played great and all that type of stuff. Sirianni's embraced, at least publicly, the role that he has. Kellen Moore is here. Fangio's here. Like, I feel much better about the team than I did when it started, so I bumped him up again.
Okay, that's reasonable. Rhea, what do you got? How many wins?
Great minds think alike, James. 12-5. I think their schedule is...
You said
is...
that, James. I thought it was going to be Joe.
Yeah. Well, she said great minds to start.
I was not tempted to agree with you.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So I guess we all agree if they miss the playoffs, Sirianni's canned, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like 100%. I don't think there's a scenario where he's not.
Yeah, I agree with that.
This
all right.
is his fourth year. Like, I
yes,
was,
it
like,
is.
Surprised. Like when I saw that in print,
yep.
I just kind of went, wow, this is fourth
and
year.
And it's Jalen Hurts' fifth year.
Yeah.
You know, I know kinda not crazy. Everyone counts the first year, but he did play four of the games in his first year. So, you know, that shouldn't be discounted. It's year five for Jalen. Let's get to two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new Chevrolet Traverse. It has arrived. And Armin, they've got him in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, obviously, who wins tonight? Will it be the Eagles or the Packers? Second poll question. And this is the one I'm a little bit more interested in, because I expect most people to say the Eagles will win tonight, even though maybe you shouldn't say that, because it really is a toss-up game. But around here, obviously, most people say the Eagles. Okay. I think the more intriguing question is this one. Will the Eagles be an elite team this year? I mean, they were last year until they weren't. The way it netted out, they were not. They were not an elite team.
Is such an easy answer for me.
I don't think, John, you know, ESPN has the Eagles missing the playoffs.
Really?
Yep.
They really?
They're so far off base.
They just one person or the entire?
I think it's Barnwell. Isn't it Barnwell?
Oh, is that a one-person article?
I think it's Barnwell's article. Okay. I could be wrong, though.
But, he's been down on them.
But guys, know this. Every year, roughly half the teams that made the playoffs.
Yeah, usually about 7-7 out.
Yeah, about half the teams that make the playoffs every year missed it the next year.
Okay, and so, our organization is a really strong and consistent good organization.
I know.
That doesn't happen.
I get it. I think the Eagles are going to make the playoffs. I'm just telling you. All right. So you can vote on all this. You can weigh in on the phone lines. Obviously, you know, main things, your excitement. Tonight, what are you looking for? And do we have a really big time team this year? Let's go to the phones. Conklin shortly put something phenomenal together for us to get ready for tonight's game. We're going to get to Elliot in Brazil shortly. Beat the Hammer and Dick Vermeil. Salvador right now in Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's go. E-R-E-R-E-R. Let's go, Brazil!
Oh, Seltzer. Why? Did he spell it wrong? Wait,
no. That was the wrong one. I switched up for Beat the Hammer and it hit the wrong thing. My bad.
James, you just lost Drop of the Week.
Yeah, I did. It happens.
Oh, you man, get a complete idiot.
I hit the wrong thing. See? They're right next to each other.
That's
I have to
horrible.
Switch it out. So it, inside baseball.
That's
I switch
horrible.
Where the correct goes for Beat the Hammer.
Salvador, here's my response to
sorry.
You. That's how you do!
Bad job by me.
That's how you do, man. Yep. I can't wait to hear you
beat the crap out of somebody.
I'm gonna fool's gonna step up. He's gonna throw a challenge at me. I'm gonna whoop this fool's ass.
So no pressure on you, but you need to win to set the proper tone for today.
Correct. Hey, listen, like Richie as the fullback of the 03 Eagles with the three-headed monster, which frankly I thought should have been known as the four-headed monster, okay? John Ritchie, the fullback, the hammer! Today, leading the way.
Did you think that back in the day?
I didn't think that. I didn't think that. One iota. All right, Salvador, what do you got for us on the birds?
Oh, man, dude, I'm so excited, man. I got my fresh Jalen Hurts jersey on that I bought for my girl. It was too big for us, and now I got it on.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. I think we're going to go down there. I think I'm going to probably be able to go to sleep early because we're going to get up and I'm going to just be like, you know what?
No. Now you're talking crazy talk.
When you're winning, you stay up and enjoy.
I'm not talking crazy. We're going down there. We're going to set him. Who the heck is bra?
Well done, Salvador. Love it. Absolutely love it. 215-592.
It's a good team.
They are
a good team. Good team. Let's not get haughty here.
And then
Packers are legit, and they're going to be better than they were last year. They're going to be coming out the gates hungry.
Yeah, they are. No, it's a really intriguing. Listen, like last night's KC Baltimore game, which came down to the last play of the game. I mean, you know, that's two of the top five or six teams in pro football. This is probably two of the top, at the very least, 10 teams.
And
maybe
Lamar
top
put up
five or six.
Monster numbers, too. I mean, he almost 300 yards passing, over 100 yards rushing.
What did he do at the end?
He lost.
Not only that, inaccurate passes at the end of the game. I mean, it's just what it is. All right. But it was a pretty good game last night. All right, let's get to Conklin. Elliot Soon, as we go down to Brazil. Conklin to fire. So here's the deal. And those that are old enough to know will instantaneously recognize this. Those that are on the younger side, let me tell you, Howard Cosell was like the guy. Monday Night Football for decades, when Monday Night Football was the thing. Guys, this isn't Monday Night Football. This is, for the first time in Eagles history, Friday Night Football. Joe Conklin, we were talking earlier this week, Conklin and I. It's like, let's rev this thing up, Cosell style, week one in Brazil.
Opening night on a Friday. Eagles, Packers, not in the frozen tundra, but in the subtropical heat of the southern hemisphere. Nothing says fall like football in Brazil. The Eagles, feeling the pressure to bounce back after the calamitous end of last season. The Packers, on the come. Picked by many experts to go further in the playoffs than the Birds. Can the Eagles rid themselves of the malodorous stench of last year's finish? Will a cleansing victory in the rainforest deliver the disinfected this team desperately needs? Howie Roseman, his part is done with a rebuilt secondary and the addition of Barkley. Will Hurts flourish under the high-voltage offense of Kellen Moore? Will Sirianni, in the heat of battle, rise above the limitations of his own personality? Will Hurts leave the pocket? Will Darius Slay leave the hotel? The answers delivered tonight at Corinthians Arena in crime-infested Sao Paulo, Brazil, on ABC's Friday Night Football.
Wonderful work by Conklin. The crime infested at the end was a good little bang.
That was.
Will Darius leave the hotel?
That was a
good one. Malodorous stench.
That was awesome.
Will Sirianni rise above the limitations of his own personality?
Oh, classic.
That's such a great question.
So we praise Conklin for his work. Hey, make sure you see Joe Conklin's comedy show at Archbishop Wood High School in Warminster, PA, on Saturday, September 28th. Come early for a meet and greet with WIP hosts. That would be Ike Reese. Tickets at joeconklin.com. Also, Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Cherokee High School in Marlton, New Jersey, Saturday, October 26th. Proceeds go to the Eve Sham Police Foundation. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
And of course, Conklin's Comedy Night at Parks Casino every other Thursday. Next Thursday, September 12th, see Terry McNeely, Kevin Downey Jr., and Jessica Collazo. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and include a free drink. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, really well done by the incomparable Conklin. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brazil. Let's go to Elliot Shore Parks, who is on the scene where tonight that Eagles-Packers game will happen. The last time we talked to Elliot, he had not yet gotten to Sao Paulo, but he is now there. We'll find out how crime-infested it is, how hot it is. Elliot, what's going on, buddy?
What up? How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm MD in here in Sao Paulo. Excited for the game tonight.
Good man. So, Elliot, let's just start with the town, then we'll get to the game. I know you've been there for about 24 hours in that town. What is the town like?
Yeah, so it's a massive, massive city. Like, to get from one corner to the other, I think will probably take 3 hours. And with traffic here, I mean, I don't even know if I should call it traffic because every road is just completely, basically filled with cars for the 24 hours I've been here. Yeah, the stadium for practice took almost 3 hours to get back to the hotel, which was about 10 miles away.
Hmm.
You know, I'm sure the team, they're staying closer, but they'll probably leave with plenty of time to go for the game. But outside of that, I mean, it's just a major city. Like, I'm staying in an area right now that, you know, I'm looking out. It reminds me of, like, Rittenhouse Square. And then you drive 5 minutes and, you know, it's not as much like Rittenhouse Square. So it's just, it to me so far, it just seems like a major city, but probably with more extremes.
Gotcha. Elliot, let's do one more Brazil-oriented question that will impact the game or may impact the game. The heat. So, you know, we all remember about 5 years ago, the Eagles play in Atlanta one night. I mean, it's in a dome, but like everyone's got this, you know, soft tissue injuries, hamstrings all over the place. How hot is it and how much do you think the game will be impacted by heat and potential injuries of that sort?
Well, good news. If you're worried about the heat, it's actually the exact opposite. It's going to be around 55 degrees game time tonight. I actually have to go outside and coach. I also thought it would be extremely hot for the game tonight. I mean, it really has not been that hot in Brazil. It's winter time for them. So while it is obviously it gets hotter in their winter than it does our winter for sure. It'll be cold tonight. Like my guess is a lot of coaches will have, you know.
Wow, that's interesting.
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Sleeves.
All right, Elliot,
it'll be cold.
Let's get into the teeth of the game and let's start with the news of the last 24 hours. Isaiah Rodgers out.
Yeah.
So, who's in? Is it Keely Ringo?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And you just hope no one else gets injured?
Yeah, my guess is that's what they'll do. In training camp, it was Isaiah Rodgers and Kiwi Ringo taking almost all those reps on the outside until the very end. So I think there's a couple options they could go with. One, when they're in a base defense, so just the two corners, it'll be Darius Slay and Quinyon Mitchell. So that's unchanged. But they're probably going to play nickel a large majority of the game with a nickel corner. And at that point, with Isaiah Rodgers out, they have to decide. Do they want to put Quinyon in the nickel like they were planning on doing and have done in camp all year? Or, now that Isaiah Rodgers is out, do they want to put Avante Maddox in the nickel and keep Quinyon on the outside? So it'll be interesting to see in warm-ups tonight, you know, if they tip their hand on what they're thinking. But, yeah, they have some options there with Isaiah Rodgers out.
That feels really comfortable to me as a fan, Elliot, having seen Avante Maddox in both the safety and nickel and cornerback positions, you know, over the years. But is that the wisest choice based on what you've seen, based on the talent of these players? Is Kelee Ringo, is Eli Ricks, are they more capable physically than what Avante Maddox is at this? I mean, he's been around for a while.
Sure
2018
has.
Is when he came into this league.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Avante, it's always just been, is he healthy? And he is healthy going to this game tonight. So if we were talking over a full season, yeah, I would understand completely. You know, do you want to give Avante that role and bank on him being there? But for one game, when you're going against a receiver like Jaden Reed, who is one of the better slot receivers in the NFL, gets a ton of targets, had 10 touchdowns last year, I think the experience of Avante could be helpful in there. And then on the other you know, part of that, I think Quinyon's a better corner than Kelee Ringo is. So if you had to get three on the field, I think Maddox and Quinyon are probably better than Kelee and Quinyon.
And how much Cooper DeJean is it possible that we'll see? Is he just too far behind from being injured during training camp that it's very unlikely he'll be out there at all?
Yeah, my guess is you will not see him. If you see him, I mean, I think there's a chance he's inactive, number one. But if he does dress, I would think very limited snaps, maybe some special teams. Maybe you put him out there for a kick return late if you really feel like you want to switch it up and need something. But yeah, I mean, Vic Fangio put it pretty clearly last time he talked that Cooper's not where they want him to be yet after missing a lot of camp. So I don't expect any type of significant role at all tonight for Cooper.
What about Jalix Hunt? Has he been adequately practicing and prepared to be out there on the field? We got Josh Sweat. We got Nolan Smith that we know we haven't seen enough from them getting after quarterbacks, but now here's their chance. Is Jalix Hunt next in line? Is he ready to go get some folks on the ground?
So he looked ready in training camp. Now, it's obviously different in a real game, especially when you're talking about the physicality of playing an edge position when you are undersized and you haven't played the position, you know, a ton in your life. I mean, he moved from safety to edge. So I think there's a possibility he gets a few snaps tonight, but tonight's about Bryce Huff, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, Brandon Graham. Like, that's who has to be special. You can't count on Jalix Hunt saving the day with two or three snaps. Would it be awesome if he did? Of course. They would love to see that. But tonight is about Bryce against these Packers tackles, seeing if Josh Sweat can bounce back from last year, and seeing if Nolan Smith can make an impact.
Yeah, no question. Elliot with us from Sao Paulo, Brazil right now, where the game, of course, will be later tonight and broadcast here on WIP. All right, Elliot, the game also tonight is really about Jalen Hurts, Kellen Moore, a revamped offense, and let's say it, please, hopefully, an offensive line and a whole protection scheme that can pick up blitzes. Elliot, are they going to handle the blitz?
Well, it was funny. So yesterday, Nick Sirianni gave a press conference to all the reporters, but there was a large contingency of Brazilian reporters. And the first question he gets 5,000 miles away from South Philly is about if the offense is going to be better this year with motion and against the blitz. So he probably at this point is very ready to get out there and show that they can do it. And you're right. Tonight is about, seeing if they can do it. And I honestly will believe it when I see it. I never believed last year that the main issue was coaching. Could they have been better coaching last year? Yes, and clearly they believe that after making the change. But I need to see Jalen Hurts go out and do it. He's been very clear. It's his show now. He has more control. He's been able to learn more about it. And he's going to get a chance tonight. So I thought in the few practices where the Eagles really were blitz heavy against the Eagles, they didn't perform very well. Now, he didn't turn the ball over, but I didn't see any big 40-yard plays, any big blitz beaters, anything like that. So we'll see. But I am in firm, like, believe it when I see it when it comes to this team handling the blitz.
Elliot, when I go down through the our list of players, the two deep, there are a couple names on our defensive side that I need to know more about. Thomas Booker is a nose tackle who's backing Jordan Davis up now. And D tackle Byron Young came from Las Vegas. What can you tell us about Byron Young and Thomas Booker? What do we need to know?
Yeah, so Thomas Booker was probably one of the bigger surprises of training camp. If you would have said before camp who'd be the biggest prize to make the roster, he would have been in some ways on that list. But he has an important role on this team because if you're backing up Jordan Davis, that means you could be playing quite a bit because, I know it's game one and you hope that Jordan Davis is going to be in shape, but we'll see, A, if he's in shape, and B, if he can make an impact. So there's a possibility Thomas Booker gets out there. It's an interesting matchup tonight with the interior of the Packers' offensive line. They do have one really good guard, and then the other guard, Jordan Morgan, is a rookie who played tackle in college. So there is an opportunity there. If Jalen Carter is up against Jordan Morgan, or, you know, if they, vice versa, like whoever's up against Jordan Morgan has to win that matchup.
I like the sound of that.
By the way, reminder for everyone listening, Pizza Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. If you're the fifth caller on the contest line, caller five at 215-988-1258. Caller five, you will compete in Pizza Hammer coming up in 5 minutes' time. Elliot, I know you've got a charity book drive related to the Eagles season this year. If you can tell us about that, what do you got cooked up?
Yeah, so for the past 2 years, I grew up in Philly. I'm a public school product. And so for the past 2 years, I've been working with Treehouse Books that works with Philly public school students that, you know, need more books in the home. So for every touchdown over the past 2 years, Eagles have scored, I've asked Eagles fans to donate $5. And that is good for one new book that goes into the home of a Philly student.
Nice.
So it's been over 2,500 books the last 2 years. And I'm starting that again tonight. So it would be awesome to get the support of the very awesome WIP list.
That's wonderful. That. Well, Elliot, do I have to say stay safe?
Yeah, I don't think you have to. You could, though.
Yeah. Well, sort of feels jinxy if you say
it. I mean, do I have to then apologize like Darius Slade did? I'm sorry, Brazil. I told Elliot in an interview, stay safe. Hey, Elliot, stay safe, buddy. Enjoy it.
All right,
man. Stay well. Thanks, nice work down there, Elliot. We'll talk to you, obviously, next week. 215-592-9494. Pizza Hammer in a couple minutes. Dick Vermeil, by the way, at 8 o'clock. And right after Pizza Hammer, but before Dick Vermeil, we'll tell you something related to our show that I am certain, with 100% certainty, certain that you will like a lot. Let's go to Spock in Flowertown. Spock, good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys feeling on this day? I know you are all excited.
Pumped up! As Allen Iverson would say, all swolled up!
I know you guys. You get me all excited.
Good. Hey, Spock, can you do the Spock shock on people? Like, can you actually do that and, like, incapacitate someone?
Well, I could. I don't. Really? I never practiced it that much. But
hold on. You really think you can do that?
Like, where are the fingers?
So you're saying, like, you could grab onto me and you would, like, make me completely unable to move or do anything just like Dr. Spock could do?
I don't think I could do that to you that way. I don't think so.
You got a cool name.
I could battle you, but I wouldn't do that to you. I'm not that kind of South Philly guy.
There you go.
I won't sucker punch you.
All right. Mr. Spock, Dr. Spock, what do you got on the birds?
I like the birds tonight, you know, because you guys know I lived in Wisconsin for 30 years, man. I had to put up with all them Packers fans.
That must have been
awful. I can tell you stories about farmers that wanted to bet my truck that the Packers would
beat. They're a weird lot. They wear food on their head. It's kind of weird. A little weird. Yeah, a little strange.
It is a little weird, actually.
Yeah, and I'm not going to apologize for that one either.
Have you ever been there, Joe?
Yeah, you're freaking weirdos up there.
Have you ever been there?
Have you been to a Packers game?
No, I'd like to.
They're actually the nicest people.
Good.
Not today, they're not. No, they could go to hell today.
Who was the 07 punt returner? Who was it that couldn't catch the punt? Was it Greg Lewis?
Yeah, I think it was.
That was a week one fiasco.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
About that one. No punt returner because they booked on what? Jeremy freaking Bloom.
Yeah, Jeremy
and then
Bloom.
Like, and let's grab this wide receiver and that wide receiver. You get a chance. It's like Oprah, you get a car.
I was there for a Monday night game for WIP, like covering them on the road. I mean, a million years ago. I actually gave Juan Castillo a lift to get a toothbrush.
Well,
he was walking down the road.
He was a great coach.
He was a really nice man until he wasn't a great coach.
Until
they gave him the wrong side
of the wrong job. All right,
he
Spock.
He was a great coach.
I know he was. I know. It was a rough spot when he was DC.
Yeah.
Spock, good call. All right, Pete DeHammer, it's something obviously we do every Friday at this time. I come in with a magnificent record. Let me also tell you, I want to welcome First Trust Bank to our show. First Trust Bank, the wonderful people and experts there do wonderful work. You know, they are teaming up with DeHammer. Yeah, well, listen, they're at least teaming up with Beat the Hammer. I don't know if First Trust Bank is rooting.
Yeah, that's right. Beat the Hammer.
They might not be rooting for
the Hammer,
but maybe they are. I mean, smart people, First Trust Bank. I'm rooting for the Hammer.
Exactly. That's why they're not rooting.
Well, they should root for it. Listen, they know what they're doing. Family-owned, largest family-owned commercial bank in our region. Founded in 1934 in South Philadelphia.
That's the last time you lost.
Yeah, that you know what? It's been a while. It's been a while.
I hate that that statement is like kind of true.
Cut that audio. I love it for Drop of the Week. And also, First Trust Bank, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles, with a record of 258-41 with some freaking fool looking to challenge me. Let's play a game against that fool called Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
So my board here says the contestant is Eric in Delaware. That apparently is what his parents named him, Eric. I call him Fool. Good morning, Fool.
Oh, man.
Top of the morning, Hammer.
Let me tell you something,
there
Eric.
He has no idea how to respond. He has no. He gave him top of the morning. Joe has no idea what to say back.
Fool, I ain't messing around. All right? This is the start of the football season, Fool. So if you don't go 5 for 5, you're getting a big old L hung on you.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
All right. It's not can. It's
I'm
will.
Surprised.
I'm giving you before the competition. Yeah. 2-5-9, frickin' book it. Like that 1-0 tonight for one of the two teams. We'll find out which one. All right, Eric, do you know your sports trivia?
I know some.
You better.
I like that.
You better.
Playing it coy.
Coy. Look at this.
Coy pond. Joe doesn't know what that is.
No, I don't. It's like the Eagles with who's the linebacker. We'll tell you when the season starts.
Do you know what a coy is?
It's a little fishy guy. All right, Eric.
A little fishy guy.
Eric, I got to step into the soundproof booth. We are not at Borgata today, but today's broadcast brought to us by Borgata. Eric, I'm going soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
He's going soundproof booth.
Yeah, scram. Get out of here.
Around.
We could tell. You're a little intense today.
Yeah, Joe is sort of hustling.
Look at this guy over here.
Normally, I want him to lose so badly, but Rhea made a good point earlier where she's like, it's kind of setting the tone for the
game. No, it's not. You don't understand.
Devin, we're still rooting for him to lose, right?
Of course we are rooting for him to lose. Losing is the best thing that happens to the Delaware Valley on a Friday, which would
That's
be the best possible thing that could happen to the Eagles.
I was putting the pressure on him so he would be a little more upset.
That's good work right there. I like that. All right, Eric, it looks like he's safely ensconced in the soundproof booth. You ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Let's go.
Let's go. All right.
Is this 55?
55, yes. Look at you.
It feels like it's been a while. I just had to check.
Because you were off, and then he wasn't here, shockingly. I know. All right, let's roll here. Eric, our category for the week, I could say is a pretty potentially memorable regular season game. We got the first game ever. In South America, we're doing memorable regular season Eagles games. You ready to roll, my friend?
Let's go.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. LeSean McCoy is one of four Eagles players who scored a touchdown in the Snow Bowl. Name one of the other three.
Pass.
In the 2018 opening game, the Eagles ran a variation of the Philly special. Who completed that 15-yard pass to Nick Foles?
Pass.
What Eagles player scored two touchdowns in the Eagles' 38-31 win in 2010's new miracle at the Meadowlands?
Sean Jackson.
What did the Eagles' record end up at after their 44-6 win over the Cowboys to end the 2008 regular season?
10-6.
Chip Kelly and Doug Peterson both won their Eagles coaching debuts against this former Heisman-winning quarterback. Name him.
Pass.
LeSean McCoy, one of four Eagles players who scored a touchdown in the Snow Bowl. Name one of the other three.
Brent Celek.
2018 opening game, Eagles ran a variation of the Philly special. Who completed the pass? Nick Foles.
Time.
No clue.
Oh, Eric.
Man, they were tough.
They're tough. I'm going to guess not as tough for the Hammer as for you, sadly.
Yeah, sadly.
We're going to put you on hold.
They were tough.
All right, we're going to wave the Hammer back in.
We have to try to change our demeanor.
I got it.
Yeah.
Change
our
demeanor.
Yeah.
Yes.
So happy and excited.
What on earth is going on with this serious Imperial March?
What
I don't know why
the,
Joe deserves this.
The Panther music.
Since Darth Vader.
Does not deserve.
Who ultimately died in the end. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh, no.
This is more like it.
I had him in the studio. I had to do it to him. He's been winning way too much.
Why did you give him the glory initially?
Well, like, this is how we do it. We tease him with the glory, and then it turns into Manny L. I always do this.
So it's like the Eagles last year. We got teased with the glory, and then it was Benny Hill at the end.
Right. That's a great call.
The fool, Eric. How did he do it? Because let me tell you something. Him challenging me, preposterous. How'd he do? How'd the fool do, James?
All right, you ready to roll here?
Yeah, been ready.
Category
always
for
ready.
The week. First ever South American NFL football game.
Yep.
A regular season Eagles game. We're doing memorable regular season Eagles games today. You ready to roll?
Memorable only regular
only
season.
Only regular season, correct.
But they don't have to have been in South America.
No, that would be okay. That would be a tough category to
that
pull
would be,
off.
That would be hard.
Good right. question, though. Okay.
All right, you All ready right. to roll here?
Been ready.
All right, question number one.
Yep.
LeSean McCoy is one of four Eagles players who scored a touchdown in the Snow Bowl. Name one of the other three.
Not sure. Well... I'll go with Deshaun.
In the 2018 opening game, the Eagles ran a variation of the Philly special. Who completed that 15-yard pass to Nick Foles?
Oh, boy. I'll come back to that.
What Eagles player scored two touchdowns in the Eagles' 38-31 win in 2010's new miracle at the Meadowlands?
Say the question again?
What Eagles player scored two touchdowns?
I'll say, well, it's one of three dudes. I'll say Macklin.
What did the Eagles' record end up at after their 44-6 win over the Cowboys to end the 2008 regular season?
They were 9-6-1 in the regular season.
Chip Kelly and Doug Peterson both won their Eagles coaching debuts against this former Heisman-winning quarterback. Name him.
Chip Kelly and Doug Peterson?
Both won their Eagles coaching debuts against the same quarterback.
Boy, that's really weird. RG3. Okay, in 2018, who threw the pass to Foles?
Correct.
I will say Alshon. Now, he was freaking injured. Damn it.
It was Aguilar.
All right. Four. How'd the fool do?
It was 4-0.
Yeah! Listen, let me tell you something. Like the Eagles this year, offense and defense. That's how you do. That's what you do. Like I told you. Listen, all love to Richie, man. He's the best fullback around here. I ain't bad trying to be the fullback for Philadelphia sports. For the Phils next month, for the Eagles tonight, and for the next 6 months. To get to that, you know, that big game in mid-February. 2-5-9. That's the way you start the season. Fool, what do you got to say for yourself? You challenge me? Shame.
I knew I had no shot, but...
Well, why'd you call?
What? Why did you call?
Why'd you call?
Why?
Why'd you call?
Because I wanted to be on the show.
Eric, you are now banned from Beat the Hammer.
He's
you are never allowed to play Beat the Hammer. Eric in Delaware, banned.
He's hung up on. He's done. That's like Devin when she did the Eagles chant.
Okay. That's offensive.
You cannot
compare.
You're a Devin, Devin. So Devin, up, Devin, I got him. It's like Joe when he did this.
Yeah, well, something like that.
You can't be a real Eagles fan if you don't know who Chip Kelly beat
that's crazy.
In
right,
the first game.
Well, no, it was.
I actually thought that was one of the tougher ones.
I didn't know if RG3 was still
playing. Honestly, I thought the 9-6-1 question,
so
everyone
confused.
On the planet should have gotten 9-6-1.
All right, so couple things. Let me tell you this. That beat the Hammer victory 2-5-9. Also, I had mentioned First Trust Bank. You know, running a business, tough. Now, the Hammer, okay, takes care of business. Proven over and over again, so does First Trust Bank. And working with your bank shouldn't be hard. If your bank is making you want to throw a flag and challenge them. Just like contestants challenge me, but do better than that last guy did. Hey, check out your bank, and if it ain't good, out! First Trust Bank in. That's the way to go with Victor 259. Little game. I kick ass in. The Hammer. I'm really going over the top today. Beat the Hammer 259.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Well, here's what's always weird about it. It's the transition. John, in a matter of minutes at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk to Dick Vermeil. Now, I can't be all like I can't do that with Coach Vermeil.
Yeah, you got to pivot real quick.
You got to pivot to the, he's like the statesman of Philadelphia sports.
He's so dignified.
He would think I'm a cowboy strutting around. I want to be a cowboy.
Get it out now.
Well, maybe you should consider that while you're being a cowboy and strutting around. Like,
yeah, but
you don't want to act like this in front of someone that you respect. So why are you acting like this?
Because I am like the Eagles.
Oh, no.
Depends
like
what.
The
hey,
Eagles.
What are you talking about?
We could go a bunch
no,
of ways.
No, you're not.
With that one.
I'll say this.
You are like the Eagles.
That depends what the Eagles are. We'll find out tonight. Indeed, we will. All right. By the way, we'll take on the contest line the third caller. James, what's our prize for Beat the Hammer? I'm a little spun around.
Oh, yeah. Here, I have our prize. Let me pull it up real quick. Our prize for Beat the Hammer today is a pair of tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party tonight, presented by Bud Light at Lincoln Financial Field. So it's tonight, the kickoff. Off the Eagles 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers live from the stadium seats.
That is a very cool prize. All right, fifth call. What did I say? Fifth caller in the contest line?
I thought you said third.
I think which number did I say? Let's make sure.
I think you said third.
Okay, third it is then. Third caller contest line. You shall win again. That number, 215-988-1258. Reminder, you can, of course, join us right now, 215-592-9494. Regular phone lines. What you're keying in on tonight. Do we have an elite team this year? Hurts, blitz protection, go get the other team's quarterback, new coordinator, the whole deal. Let's go to the phones. Also, I got something to tell you, an announcement coming up in about 2 minutes. Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning. There you go.
O-E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O.
That's what I'm talking about, Gary.
Way to go, Gary.
What's happening? Congratulations in there, Hammer.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That folded in.
And I threw my pen, by the way. I threw my pen in disgust when I got the fifth question wrong. By the way, Devin, do you mind helping me? I can't get all the way over there.
Yeah,
is that rude?
Where did it go?
I threw it at Seltzer in the window. It's somewhere over there.
Okay.
I don't want to. Like, Gary,
so you want
I tell
to
you
go
what. Gary, I'm going to go get it. I feel bad.
No, talk to everybody else.
No, I'm going to. No, that's rude of me. I'll get it.
All right, he really is.
Oh, look at that. He thought about having you go look for it. I like that he changed his mind on that.
Me too.
Because it would have been bad.
I feel like this makes him a bigger person.
That would have been rude.
Yes, it would have.
He felt like it was.
You got it? You got the pen.
Oh, no, better now?
That would have been rude. Devin,
that would have been rude.
Hey, I whipped my pen.
I actually didn't even see you throw it. So
hot. It's too hotty hammer of me.
Because I should have known
say,
Alshon
hey, Devin,
was out.
Go pick up after me.
Yeah. All right, Gary, what do you got for us in the Birds?
I'm looking at victory tonight. I really am. I'm intrigued with this offense, what they're going to do, because we don't know what they're going to do. But I'm looking at good, positive things going. I'm looking at a 27-20 victory. And I don't know. I think Jalen's going to be stepping in the right direction under a different toolage. And
He better, because Gary, I'll say this, and I think a lot of people will remember I said this after the playoff game. I said after the playoff game, I don't think he'll be the Eagles quarterback in 2026. Now, that's two more years, but that's not something any of us envisioned when he played in that Super Bowl in 2022, which was February of 23.
And you're saying you still?
I don't know. I mean,
you're following that training camp up. He's not going to be the quarterback of
so,
this team.
So I said it, and Gary, good call.
What else does he have to do?
Well, hold on. I said that 6 months ago. I mean, obviously, we'll see tonight, and we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be completely wrong. I don't know. I mean, that's why tonight
you
and this season is so
wrong.
Well. It's a very intriguing season. You know, he's got a lot to prove. He's being paid a lot of money,
and you're right. And we're going to see a major difference instantaneously. I am so convinced of this.
Yeah, well,
it's going to look different. There's going to be a pocket. He's not going to be running for his life to the sideline, right or left, every snap. It's going to look like a grown-up NFL offense that protects its quarterback.
Yeah, no, listen, it better. obviously. Yes. Get better. All right, so
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.